Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Here are the three of us, Marcia, Harry Palmer, and myself. And believe me, if I've ever felt like committing a little mayhem, it's right this very minute. Palmer forged a chit on Tressida Bendigo and Company. Put Marcia's name to it, actually, for £1,000. We found out about it, and to cover up, Palmer told Marcia he'd spent the money on an investment he didn't want her to miss. As her managing director, he can do that sort of thing, up to a point, of course. But I immediately challenged him to produce the share certificates. I thought I had the beggar at last. Well, he hummed and hawed and bluffed for a week or so, and matters came to a head tonight. I'd have sworn he couldn't produce £1,000 worth of O'Hara and Davis stock, but not 30 seconds ago, he opened his briefcase and said,
"Well, there they are, O'Hara and Davis pastorals to the value of £1,000 bought and paid for in the name of Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim."
"Let me look at those. Hand them over."
"Pleasure, boy."
"Well, are you satisfied, Jeff?"
"All right, Palmer. You managed it somehow. Where do these come from? Where did you get the money?"
"Asked Marcia. Oh, I did the wrong thing, I admit, putting her name to the cashier's chit, but look what she got for it. They've gone up 2 bob in the last 3 days.
Now, Jeff, when will you...
Where did you get these shares?"
"I'm trying to tell you.
2 days ago, I stood in your office and you were as scared as a rabbit. You had no script then, and you couldn't see how you were going to get any."
"Was Jeff in your office 2 days ago, Harry?"
"Oh, he came up there stamping about like a goat. I couldn't make head or tail of what he was talking about."
"You raised the wind somehow, Palmer. It must have been crooked. Now, sir, if you've any sense, you'll have your auditors in. Throw your books open. This rotter must have got the money from the firm."
"Oh, this is awful. Harry, can we have an audit?"
"Want one, my dear?"
"Well, you can hear what Jeff's accusing you of, can't you? What the dickens can I do?"
"If you want an audit, I'll arrange it first thing in the morning. You'd better be there too, Marcia. For all I care, Pilgrim as well. I do my best for you. I step a tenth of a millimeter out of line to make a splendid investment for you. And the moment this demented calf opens his mouth, you start acting as though I was a crook. Have your audit, Marcia. Say the word and you can have my resignation too."
"If she took you up, you'd change your tune soon enough."
"Marcia, tell me once and for all, do you trust me or don't you?"
"Well, Marcia, what about it?"
"Well, confound it, Jeff. You can see the shares on the table staring you in the face, can't you?"
"Is that your answer, Pilgrim?"
"No, it's not. Can I have a word with you, Marcia?"
"Oh, what's the use? Jeff, I'm sick and tired of this perpetual madhouse atmosphere. As regularly as clockwork, you come round with some fantastic yarn to prove Harry's crooked and cheating me. And every time you're proved wrong. I've always listened to you, but I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I can't. What do you think I'm made of? Our marriage went on the rocks because of what you did in the first place. I haven't had 5 minutes' peace ever since. You have to leave me alone, Jeff. You have to. You've got Stella Brunson. Why can't you leave me alone?"
"Just about your clear out, isn't it, Pilgrim?"
"Yes. After this. Better find him a piece of steak, Marcia. Or your general manager's going to show up in the morning with a shiner. Maybe I should leave you alone. To skewer your own juice."
"I wish you would, you... You're holding it!"
How did he do it? In 48 hours, how did he get hold of those shares? How did he do it? I made the very devil of a scene and clipped him in front of Marcia. But I still can't work it out, Stella. How the devil did Palmer get hold of those shares?
"Don't ask me.
I'm positive he didn't have them or stand a chance of getting them when I saw him. He was scared to death 2 days ago and hugging himself tonight. Stella, you must have some idea.
I tell you, I've no idea.
Well, think of something. I can't. In that short time, Palmer raised £1,000, and he's not afraid of an audit. How, when, and where did he get that scrip? Somebody must have given it to him. He must have been given scrip because cash wouldn't enable him to get hold of scrip in 2 days.
Jeff, will you please stop asking me? I don't know. I don't know, and I haven't a clue. Maybe he printed the rotten stuff himself. Maybe his mandrake and just waved a wand. But will you stop asking me where Palmer got that scrip?
What's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me.
Then why scream like a banshee when I ask you a perfectly sensible question?
Because I'm sick to death of worrying myself stupid about you and your fool of a wife and Harry Palmer.
I say, steady on.
I won't steady on. I've had just about enough.
Well, don't start making cracks about my silly wife. In her shoes, with Palmer pulling tricks out of the hat like a stage magician, you'd see things exactly the way she does.
In her shoes, I'd throw myself off the end of Pier 47.
Right this minute, it might be a good idea if you did. Cool you down a bit. What is the matter with you tonight?
Jeff, if only these last few months had hurried up and go. I'm sorry, darling, I didn't mean to screech at you. But it's been going on so long.
Well, it won't be much longer.
When you stick up for Marcy, it makes me so furious I could kill you.
I wasn't sticking up for her. I'm only trying to be reasonable.
But darling, there's no rhyme or reason to her. Do I have to plead with you for the rest of my life to forget her?
I'd forget her tomorrow if it wasn't for Palmer.
If only I could believe that.
I've been beaten all along the line. The only thing I can ever do to that heel is hit him. He's too smart for me. That's what makes me boil. I can't get at the bounder. He's too smart.
He's not, Jeff. Never say that. Never think it.
You think I get any fun out of thinking it? Stares me in the face. Palmer's so smart. Maybe I deserve to lose my wife to him. A racist to the storm.
No.
Well, why have I always come off second best? Tell me that.
Well, he's come off best because he's been helped time and time again.
By who?
Oh, by Angela Tennyson, but... Well, she helped him, didn't she?
Who else?
Well, I don't know who else.
You stopped short just then, Stella. Who else helped Harry Palmer settle me with a fraud and made it stick ever since?
I don't know. No one.
I think you do.
Please, Jeff. Don't look at me like that.
I just thought, wouldn't it be odd if you knew what became of Angela Tennant's diary?
Cedric Hooper sold it to Palmer. We're certain of that. Why would I keep quiet if I knew anything?
If Palmer went to Quadnow, you think I'd go back to Marcia, don't you?
No. I know you wouldn't.
Maybe not. But let me tell you this, Stella. If I ever found out that you gave Palmer a hand, for any reason whatever, you could throw yourself over the end of Pier 47 and I'd buy you a pair of red shoes to wear for the event.
You don't mean that.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'll just wring your neck. Anyway, I'm completely wrong, aren't I?
Yes, Jeff. Yes, of course you are.
You might think this an odd sort of inquiry, Fox, but to me it's important. According to one of my fellows, Jeff Pilgrim, a block of O'Halloran Davis shares went through your books recently. Paid for by a check on Tressida Bendigo and Company, or in cash, I don't know which.
How long ago, Benny?
Not longer than a week. They were bought for Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim. The order should have been made by Bendigo's new general manager, a chap called Palmer.
Yeah, that should be easy enough, provided you're sure they went through my firm.
My information, said Fox and Beans, that's you. Will you look into it for me?
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure. Not the usual thing, Benny, but for you...
Thanks. How long will it take you?
An hour or so. We've been busy last week. I'll phone you the minute I have an answer.
Good man. Thanks very much.
By the way, so this new chap, Palmer, who's taken over Bendigo's, what goes on there?
How do you mean?
Oh, one hears the odd whisper around the town. Since old Tressida died, they say the firm's been going downhill.
It'll go downhill faster soon if they don't get rid of Harry Palmer, I can tell you that.
Is that so? Well, goodbye. You'll hear from me in an hour or so.
I'll leave it to you, Stella. We want arrangements made by the 15th of the month and not a day later.
Oh, that's tons of time, Benny. I can get everything tied up by then, with days to spare.
Excuse me. B.J. Puller speaking.
Fox here, Benny. I have that information for you. We passed through a fair block of O'Halloran and David pastoral 3 days ago. Ordered by H.J. Palmer, care of Bendigo's, for Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim.
Did he? Well, that'll seem to be that.
Yes, one of those quick deals you only read about. We no sooner had Palmer's buying order for $1,000 than a selling order came in from a Miss Bronson for exactly the same amount.
What name did you say?
Miss Bronson. Miss Stella Bronson. Mean anything to you?
Yes. Means quite a lot to me. Thanks very much indeed, Fox.
Anytime. Bye.
Do you want me any more now, Benny? What's the matter? What are you staring at me for?
Come and sit down, Stella. Tell me something. Just exactly whose side are you on?
Benny was talking to a man named Fox on the phone just then. And the shares went through Fox and me. Oh, good Lord. He's found out. What am I going to do? Because if he tells Jeff, after last night, Jeff will wring my neck. What am I going to do?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.